This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, slowly but surely, you're gonna get there. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we are talking about slowly but surely you're going to get there as a part of your Islamic lifestyle. So of course, you know, we've got these interesting titles on A to Z every now and then, humbly at your service, trying to make this as interesting and fun as possible. So what are we talking about when we're saying slowly but surely you are going to be able to achieve a certain thing when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle? Well, that's pretty much it. It is this idea that overnight, one cannot become this super Islamic lifestyle individual, right? It takes time, it takes practice, it takes effort, it takes determination, and it is a slow process, but it is slow and steady. So, for example, you know, sometimes we kind of get all excited and we're going to read 50 pages of the Holy Quran every single day. And the first day you do it, and second day you do it, and third day, you know, you start to think, well, it's 50 pages. And the fourth day, you kind of cut down to 25. And by the time the second week comes around, you just don't even want to look at the Holy Quran anymore. See, this is the opposite of slow and steady. So it's like, for example, all of these things are different kind of medications. The daily prayers, the Holy Quran, the recommended mustahabbat, you know, all of these things are these, I guess, their medicine, their cure, their healing powers. And if you overdose on these things, well, then there you go. You have overdosed on these things. And so the slow and steady, it's funny. That's the parable about the rabbit and the turtle, right? The turtle was slow and steady and he ended up winning the race. And the rabbit was, you know, quick and fast, but, you know, he eventually lost the race. And so the slow and steady, meaning that we do something when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle in a manner where we do it continuously. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about slow and steady when it comes to trying to achieve something in our Islamic lifestyle. So now, slow doesn't mean necessarily that, you know, you're just incredibly slow. I'm only going to read a one rakat, one unit salah on this day because I'm going slow and steady. No, you know, we should be honest with ourselves. We should be honest with the Almighty Allah, who He is looking at us, He is hearing us, He knows what we are thinking, He knows what our intention is, right? He knows why we are doing something. So, you know, we might be able to deceive ourselves, even though that is quite difficult as well, you know, but we can definitely not deceive the Almighty Allah. And it is Allah, you know, at the end of the day, who is going to either reward us or punish us for those things that we did for the sake of Allah or for those things that we did against the commandments of Allah. So, you know, slow and steady means that, okay, I'm going to make sure, and, you know, and it, you have to sit down and make a program. And I mean, you know, sometimes you need help with this, and I wish I could help every single one of you, you know, but you need help so that, for example, it varies in cases. An individual who doesn't pray any prayers of the five daily prayers, you need to pick one and start praying those continuously, and then move on to two, then move on to three, move on to four. But, you know, do it continuously. And whatever you do, this is the formula, is to do it steady, do it continuously, and keep on doing it until it becomes a natural part of your Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.